For KBIA News, I'm Colin Hope. Governor Jay Nixon says he will veto an income tax cut he considers to be, quote, an unfair, unaffordable, and dangerous scheme. The governor visited a school for the disabled in St. Louis today to announce that he would veto the bill later in the day. Nixon says the tax cut would drain funding for public education and state services. Republican legislative leaders have said that they will try to override the veto. The legislation would gradually cut the state's top individual income tax rate from 6% to 5.5% and phase in a new 25% deduction for business income reported on personal tax returns. The tax cuts would begin in 2017, but only if state revenues grow by at least $150 million. Meanwhile, Missouri lawmakers have given final approval to a bill that would allow the use of a cannabis extract by people whose epilepsy isn't relieved by other treatments. Today, the Senate passed the bill 32-0. House members later approved it 136-12, which sends the legislation to Governor Nixon. The bill would also allow the use of, quote, hemp extract containing little of the substance that makes marijuana users feel high and greater amounts of a chemical called cannabidiol, or CBD. Senators approved the measure after Senator Eric Schmidt gave an impassioned speech about his son, who has epilepsy. Schmidt says he doesn't know if CBD oil will work, but that a lot of families are willing to try. MU Extension kicked off its 100th anniversary celebration on the MU campus today. The Extension program is one of many that connects the university to the rest of the state. KBIA's Jason Hoffman has more on the story.
At a celebration on the Carnahan Quad at MU today, representatives from most of the 114 counties in the state, as well as university administrators and state legislators, celebrated the 100th anniversary of MU Extension. The Extension program focuses on getting research and practical advice out for the use of all people, from youth groups to seniors. MU Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton was on hand to help celebrate.
The mission of MU Extension is to serve Missouri and its residents as they strive to improve and transform their lives. Extension is essential in translating the results of our research here at the University of Missouri into practical activities everyone can benefit from.
MU Extension plans to announce more new programs as the year goes on, as well as celebrating in Washington, D.C. next week on the exact 100th anniversary of the signing of the Smith-Lever Act. The Smith-Lever Act of 1914 established extension programs promoting practical education for all citizens in the United States. Jason Hoffman, KBIA News.
Missouri's Republican-led House has defeated legislation that would have charged a panel of medical professionals with developing streamlined standards for newborn care. The House voted 80-72 in opposition to the legislation today. The vote comes one day after the proposal was successfully amended onto a Senate bill being considered by the House. Opponents called the bill a government intrusion into health care that would compromise patient care. Supporters say the measure would have reduced infant mortality. Under the legislation, an advisory council appointed by the governor with Senate confirmation would have created guidelines for hospitals to follow. The standards would have addressed staffing, transportation, reporting, and care for high-risk patients. Over in the Senate, lawmakers passed legislation that could pave the way for the state to dump new benchmarks for student achievements known as the Common Core Standards. The Senate voted 23-9 today to send the bill to the House, where the measure passed earlier this year. The House can accept the Senate's changes or negotiate a compromise. The measure would charge groups of educators with developing and implementing new education goals for English, math, science, and history by the 2016 academic year. Students are scheduled to take tests this fall aligned to the Common Core Standards, which have been adopted by 40 states. Critics say Missouri lawmakers should have been consulted when the State Board of Education adopted the benchmarks in 2010. A new report says that more than 150,000 Missouri residents signed up for health insurance policies through a federally run website. The figures released today by President Barack Obama's administration show Missouri exceeded the number of participants that had been projected by more than 25%. The Missouri House has passed an amended version of the Senate bill designed to lessen the impact of the state's student transfer law. The measure would still allow for accrediting individual school buildings within a district instead of the school district as a whole, and would still create regional authorities to oversee transfers. But the House added language regarding transfers to private, non-sectarian schools, limiting them to St. Louis City, St. Louis County, and Jackson County. Republican David Wood of Morgan County sponsored the amendment, which he says would also require local voter approval before local public money could follow a transferred student to a private school.
If they vote no, the private option is off the table until a private school would like to have it put back on the ballot. If the district passes the vote and says that the private option is a good deal for their money, then we allow that to happen.
Opponents, including Democrat Margo McNeil of St. Louis County, argued that the proposal amounted to a voucher bill that would funnel public money to private schools. The revamped bill passed, but 24 Republicans joined most of the Democrats in voting no. It now goes back to the Missouri Senate with just over 2 weeks left in the regular session. For KBIA News, I'm Colin Hope.